This is a recording of Your Camden, December 2006 to January 2007. This recording is being made by the transcription service of the DRT from a document provided by the London Borough of Camden. This is a tone index recording. High-pitched beeps can be heard in fast-forward or rewind mode on machines with cue and review facility. There will be one tone between each section of the document. December to January, York Camden, News Stories, page 4, Mentors Wanted. Can you help coach a gifted student to the best of their potential? We are looking for business mentors to coach talented but underachieving students from secondary schools. So whether you are a successful professional or a computer guru, give us a call. The scheme, which is run by Camden's Gifted and Talented Initiative, along with the Camden Education Business Partnership, will initially run at Haverstock Secondary School before rolling out across the whole borough. You must have time to talk with young people about their hopes and aspirations, challenges they face in school, plans for the future, and skills they need to learn. You can find out more by phoning our Gifted and Talented Coordinator, Rob Rickard, on 0207 974 8149, or email robert.rickard, that's R-I-C-K-A-R-D, at camden.gov.uk. Tough talk on mess. Have you seen a litter lout dropping a cigarette on the ground? Maybe you've spotted an owner leaving his dog's mess on the pavement, or someone dumping an old sofa on the street. We want to hear your views on our consultation on these types of environmental crime. The draft Local Environmental Quality Enforcement Strategy sets out our ideas for tackling environmental crime in the borough. It also looks at what penalties people and businesses could face in areas including littering, waste management, dog control, graffiti, and abandoned vehicles. You can complete a questionnaire online on camden.gov.uk/consults. Or get a copy from one of our libraries, reception centres, sports centres, or from a community group. The consultation runs until Monday the 12th of February 2007. You can also report problems on 020 7974 6914. Don't keep thieves in business. We all want to feel safe in Camden, whether we work here, live here, or just visiting. The streets are particularly busy during the festive season. Unfortunately, so are the thieves. Here are a few useful hints for protecting your valuables. Keep your doors and windows at home locked, even if you're only popping out for a minute or two. When out, carry your bag close to you and put away your purse or wallet. Take care when using cash dispensers and don't carry large amounts of cash. Cover up expensive valuables and keep belongings where you can see them. Whenever you use your mobile phone, check your surroundings. Your phone is safest when out of sight. Take everything of value out of your vehicle when you leave it. Beware bogus callers. Bogus callers are rare, but will try any trick to get into your home, especially if you're elderly or vulnerable. They often pretend to be an official, for example, from a utility, gas or electricity company, a council worker or police officer. Some pretend to be door-to-door salespeople, while others use children or a friend to distract you while an accomplice sneaks into your house. The advice from the police is, if in doubt, keep them out. Always ask for identification, and if you're still not sure, call 999. You can find out more by phoning our community safety team on 020 7974 2915. Or go to camdensafe.org.uk. Welcome to Camden. Have you just moved to the borough? If you are, then find out about all our services at camden.gov.uk, from refuse collection and housing to council tax and schools. You can also receive a copy of our handy guide to services, which lists how you can get in touch with services. You can call 020 7974 6944 or email yourcamden@camden.gov.uk for a copy. Page 5, Camden Together. Around 200 people from across the borough joined a civic forum recently to discuss the Camden Together community strategy. The event at Haverstock School was led by the Local Strategic Partnership, an organisation of public, private and voluntary sector groups working to improve life for people in the borough. Themes discussed included building a sense of community, older and younger residents, health and community safety. Pupils from Haverstock School, who also gave a presentation, had lots to say. Here are some of their comments. I think that our recycling rate should be 50% and we should pay 2p for every carrier bag we use in supermarkets. Future, more sporting events will allow us to discover the talent among us. Having an Olympic gold medalist would boost our self-esteem and confidence. In 2012, I want to walk safely around Camden and not worry about who is watching me. You can read more about the Camden Together Consultation Ward meetings on page 21. Look out for more details in the February issue of Your Camden or go to camdentogether.org.uk. Library makeover. Queen's Crescent Library is to get a new look in the new year. The library will be closed from Sunday the 24th of December and will remain closed in January and February. The outside of the building is getting a makeover along with improved facilities for disabled people. You can go to nearby Kentish Town Library in Kentish Town Road for services including adult learning. You can find out more on 020 7974 6253 or go to camden.gov.uk/libraries. Sunday Market Treat. Take a trip down to Swiss Cottage for some mouth-watering goodies at our new Sunday Farmers Market. The market in Eaton Avenue will be held on the third Sunday of each month. It boasts 25-plus stalls selling a variety of produce from fresh fruit and vegetables, cheeses, breads, sausages, specialist foods and much more to tickle the taste buds. A farmers market will still be held at Swiss Cottage Market on Wednesdays. If you want to set up a stall at any of our markets in the borough, you can phone our street trading team on 020 7974 3600. School Run Review. We will be reviewing the problems of school run traffic and parents' parking dispensation permits over the next 6 months. The review will look at how successful our school run policy has been in discouraging driving to school, and how effective we've been in promoting alternative forms of transport like walking and cycling. It will consider a range of options and how best to tackle school run parking, traffic jams and pollution in the future. If you have a parking query, you can phone 020 7974 4646. King's Cross steams ahead. The regeneration of King's Cross is swiftly moving ahead now that we have approved the final legal terms that benefit the community. The agreement now paves the way for a redevelopment that includes around 25,000 jobs, 1,700 homes and community, sports and education facilities by developer Argent. You can find out more by phoning 020 7974 2565 or 5009. Or go to camden.gov.uk/Kings Cross. Page 6, Remembering the Holocaust. A distinguished historian will feature among the speakers as Camden once more marks Holocaust Memorial Day in January. Professor David Cesarani of Royal Holloway College, University of London, OBE, joins other speakers, including Dr. E.D. Friedman, a founder of the Jewish Council on Racial Equality, and Lou Hart, the director of Camden Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual and Transgender Forum. He will give the keynote address at the 7th annual commemoration of the day, which remembers all of the communities who suffered as a result of the Nazi persecution and genocide. It highlights the continuing relevance of the Holocaust for people across Britain today. The event takes place on Thursday the 25th of January in the Council Chamber, First Floor, Town Hall, Judd Street, from 5:30 to 7 p.m. You can reserve a place by phoning 0207 974 6126 or 0207 974 1989. You can find out more on hmd.org.uk. helped to stop smoking. Giving up smoking is one of the top New Year resolutions. But the reality is often hard, especially if you've been smoking for a large part of your life. You can increase your chance of quitting permanently by getting help from the Camden Stop Smoking Service, up to 4 times more than if you try to stop smoking on your own. You can phone 0800 1070 401 to find out about free support in the area and free nicotine replacement therapy if you receive free prescriptions. You can go to groups in January at Crowndale Health Centre in Evershalt Street, Mornington Crescent on Tuesday mornings and Wednesday evenings, London Irish Centre off Camden Road on Thursday mornings, Abbey Community Centre in Kilburn on Thursday evenings. Community news. It's working well. If you are unemployed and have mental health needs, you may be interested in a new project called Working Well. The Camden Society, in partnership with Umbrella, are offering help and advice on looking for a job, CVs, work experience, training and interview practice. They can help if you are over 18, live in the borough, receive incapacity benefit for any health condition, have a mental health need. This may include issues such as low self-esteem, poor social relationships, a lack of confidence and anxiety, as well as formally diagnosed mental health problems. You can phone the Working Well team on 020 7267 5529. Join the Roundhouse. Fancy being at some of the hottest events in town? Then become a volunteer at the Roundhouse. The legendary venue for music and theatre is looking for more weekend arts and music-loving volunteers to support its 200-strong front-of-house team. You can gain invaluable work experience and get access to an exciting programme of performances like Paul Weller and the BBC Electric Proms. You must be over 18 and available to work weekends. If you are interested, you can phone Jackie Fairfax and Linda Hapgood on 020 7424 6788 or email volunteer.coordinator@roundhouse.org.uk. Feature, Home Sweet Home. If you have a housing need, there are many ways to get a roof over your head in Camden. There's a big shortage of housing in the borough, so we can't offer a home to everyone who needs one. We currently have around 2,000 families living in temporary accommodation in the borough. But did you know that you have many other housing options open to you that can work to your advantage? Our housing advice team are on hand to help you weigh up your options, be it renting privately, low-cost home ownership, relocating, going into supported sheltered housing, as well as how to bid through our Home Connections service if you are registered with us for housing. They can also give advice to prevent you becoming homeless if you are a tenant or home owner. You can phone the Housing Options service on 020 7974 5801. Other housing options. Rent deposit scheme. We can cover the costs of a deposit so that you can rent a home in the private sector. Homes elsewhere. We can help you find housing outside of London, enabling you to get a home more quickly than waiting for housing here. Shared ownership. You buy a share of the property and pay rent on the remaining share. You should phone Dominion Housing Group on 0800 783 2159 for current vacancies or go to metropolitanhomeownership.co.uk. Home buy. If you qualify, we can provide you with a loan of 25% of the purchase price to buy a home anywhere on the open market. You will need to find the other 75% through a mortgage or savings. You should phone 020 7209 9292 for details. Key worker housing. If you work for the police, health, education, fire or ambulance in Camden, phone the following for details. Metropolitan Home Ownership 020 8920 7777. Community Housing Association, Flats in Kentish Town, 020 7428 4255. London Strategic Housing, 020 8510 8020. Servite Housing, 0845 139 1422. Stephanie's story. After signing up to our rent deposit scheme, Stephanie and her 10-week-old daughter will soon move into a newly refurbished West Hampstead flat. Stephanie didn't want to move far from her parents' home, but needed somewhere more suitable for her small baby. Stephanie says, my family have lived there for 62 years. My dad was born in the front room, but their house doesn't have central heating and there's no bath. Camden didn't have any available council properties in the area, but one of my friends told me about the rent deposit scheme. I went down to the housing department in Bidborough House in King's Cross. My caseworker explained the rent deposit scheme to me and put my name down. I then started visiting local estate agents and reporting back to my caseworker, who would speak to a landlord on my behalf. It's so much quicker than going on the housing list. I first went up there 4 months ago. It's so quick. I'd definitely recommend the scheme. I'd be waiting forever if I had to do it on my own because I don't have the money. I'm really happy. More information. You can get information on housing by phoning the Housing Options team on 020-7974-5801 or go to camden.gov.uk/housing. Feature epics. Everyone's a winner. Local heroes who have done exceptional work in the borough have been rewarded in our epics ceremony. The winners of our 2006 Epic Awards are the people who help out in the community and are dedicated to helping others and make Camden a better place. Your local heroes don't ask for any reward or gain any benefit for the work they do. Now they have been rewarded during the Exceptional People in Camden Awards, Epics, at a glittering awards dinner and presentation on the 29th of November. Among the winners are a peer motivator, older people's champion, motorbike riding carer, and tenants' leader. The awards recognise and reward people who go above and beyond the call of duty to help others in the community. All of the finalists are exceptional. They have done that something extra to help someone else or the community. The epics are a celebration of these people and is a reward for the enormous difference they make to others. Over 120 nominations were received from people all over the borough, and a shortlist of 42 attended the awards dinner and presentation with their family and friends. The winners received a commemorative trophy and £200 worth of high street vouchers. The epics, presented by Camden Council, are sponsored by the Hampstead and Highgate Express, Camden Gazette, Veolia Environmental Services, the Community Channel, Viacom Outdoor, MTV. Exceptional young person and also exceptional Camden hero winner. Anera Ruse McClue. Anera received the latter award as the overall winner of the Epics for her work with young people in the borough. Anera has been a well-respected peer motivator for the past 2 years, helping and advising young people and encouraging them to join our summer schemes. She has provided invaluable support to new peer motivators as well as young people in the community, as she can understand some of the issues they face. She is currently working with our antisocial behaviour team and the police to help with activities for young people at risk of offending. Anera is very active in her school, Parliament Hill, and in the community. She is involved in drama projects at the Hampstead Theatre and in her school, giving up her own time to put on productions. Along the way, she's gained skills in lighting, props making, and directing. She is also part of a youth sailing club supporting other young people to enjoy sailing responsibly. Her nominator, Kim Trahan, says Anera's enthusiasm to include others and desire to try new things makes her a great volunteer and role model. Exceptional work with young people. Abdulkadir Abdi Ash. Abdi is an excellent role model for young Somalis in the borough, making an exceptional contribution to their lives. He has volunteered his time and put a lot of effort into supporting projects, his peers, young people and community members alike. At the same time, he has made extra effort to raise the issues and needs of the Somali community. Over the past year, Abdi has taken on a leadership role in managing projects, successfully acquiring funding, and supporting the development of several football teams and holiday programs. These have provided many young Camden residents with new and challenging educational opportunities. He is now volunteering with the Camden Detached Project, which works with young people in the community. His nominator, Ibrahim Issa, from the Somali Youth Development Resource Centre, says Abdi and his friends organised Bridging the Gap, a successful intergenerational community event. It has widened the understanding and dialogue between community elders, parents and young people in the Somali community within Camden. Exceptional contribution to community safety. Beverly Gardner. Beverly is known locally as a crime fighter and tenants' champion. She took swift action when a dangerous drug dealer started operating from her estate, causing antisocial and criminal behaviour. Beverly, the chair of the estate's tenants' association, rallied her neighbours, brought them to meet the police at neighbourhood watch meetings, and encouraged them to obtain intelligence and give witness statements. Dozens offered to testify, but backed off when the drug dealer in question and her associates threatened violence. Beverly stood firm and appeared in court, providing crucial testimony to get the drug dealer evicted and convicted. She has instigated the installation of security measures and has recently been elected vice chair of the Haverstock Safer Neighbourhood Citizen Panel. Her supporter, Peter Cumming, former chair, Haverstock Ward Safer Neighbourhood Panel, says Beverly Gardner is a borough heroine. She's in the front line all the time, dedicated and tireless, a real star, much appreciated locally. Exceptional contribution to the local environment, John Walsh. For many years, John has been a major force in volunteer nature conservation in Camden. As well as being the Camden representative for the London Wildlife Trust, John has worked tirelessly to improve the borough's local environment. John has successfully encouraged many residents to get directly involved and volunteer at nature reserves across the borough. John's work at Adelaide Nature Reserve has been particularly notable. He has given up many Sundays to work at the site, leading volunteer work days, running events, and fundraising. Thanks to John, Adelaide Nature Reserve is now widely recognised for its biodiversity and its importance as a refuge for a wide range of wildlife. His supporter, Moira Cash, from our nature conservation team, says residents who are committed to nature conservation in the way John has seen are like gold dust. Exceptional contribution to sport and leisure, Martin Toogood. Since becoming involved with Hampstead FC in 1997, when his son started to play for the team, Martin has tirelessly supported youth football in the borough. Over this time, Martin has held every position within the club: chairman, league secretary, kit and equipment manager, and club coaching coordinator. He's also seen the club grow substantially, now numbering some 22 teams, including 5 girls' teams, with 40 coaches and 300 children. Martin's dedication was well demonstrated last season when, along with 4 14-year-olds from his team, they spent evenings learning the laws of football to qualify as Middlesex referees. It's no surprise then that Martin's teams are not only talented, they rarely finish a season without a cup or two, but are full of nice, responsible young men and women. Michael Powell, whose sons play for Hampstead Football Club, says Martin, with his positive attitude and wealth of knowledge, has been a major influence in the growth of this football club and local kids who are proud to play for the teams. Exceptional contribution to arts and culture, Drew Jensen. Drew, a mental health service user, feared London's music scene was too volatile for his illness. However keen to perform, he was not deterred, and 4 years ago he established Upbeat, a pioneering local project for volunteers which promotes mental well-being through music. The project has gone from strength to strength, receiving a grant in January this year which enabled the project's steering group to employ a development manager and introduce more workshops to help individuals. So far this year, Upbeat have performed at over 20 community events in Camden. Despite being in recovery himself, Drew volunteers for Upbeat at least 3 days a week and has recruited more volunteer performers who were experiencing mental health issues. He has also set up gigs within the mental health community and even secured free rehearsal space for his band. His supporter, Phil Harvey, says Drew gives more of himself to others than anyone else I can think of, more of his time, energy, charisma, warmth, and great musical talent. Exceptional carer, Michael Stratton. If anyone deserves acknowledgement for exceptional caring, it's Michael Stratton. He's a modest man who takes the time to talk and listen to the people around him and does his utmost to improve their lives. If your bicycle's broken, your cat needs feeding, your plants watering, or your house minded while you're away, Michael is the man to turn to. Michael's caring nature has seen him carrying an elderly, terminally ill neighbour up and down stairs in their home and introducing, then accompanying a neighbour with a problem to Alcoholics Anonymous. Michael also funds and runs the London Mobile Christmas Service in Camden, which provides food, clothing and haircuts to the street homeless, something he initiated, organised and has run for 14 years. His nominator, Professor Rosamond McGuinness, says he cares for us all with a generosity of spirit that is heartening to experience. Everyone knows him, and to everyone's lives he brings sunshine. Exceptional older person Wendy Munro. Wendy has literally knitted her community together, using her various skills and arts and crafts to help others. She is the chair of Caversham Older Persons Organisation, CEPO, and engages in an incredible amount of activities locally. Wendy is involved with Kentish Town Community Centre, where she sits at the board, Camden Pensioners Action Group and Caversham Neighbourhood Partnership. Wendy is a talented and committed knitter and craft connoisseur and created two groups at KTCC, including Chatty Crafts, which now boasts an active group of 30 90-year-olds. Wendy has lived in Kentish Town for over 25 years and can hardly walk for 2 minutes without being stopped on the street by people who recognise her as a driving force for their community and someone ready to dispense a hug or word of comfort. Her supporter, Sophie Martin, says Wendy deserves this award because she is a local treasure, an inspiration, and one of the most valuable resources we have in our community. Volunteering. Anyone can lend a hand. Whatever your background, qualifications, or physical abilities, you can do your part to make Camden a better place to live. From administrator to animal carer, bandmaster to bingo caller, there are hundreds of ways you can get involved. And it's not just the community that benefits. As a volunteer, you'll have a great time, meet new people, and learn new skills. You can get more information about volunteering in Camden by phoning 020 7424 9990 or go to communitychannel.org/Camden. Feature. Have a healthy, happy Christmas. If you're going to drink at a party this season, resolve to do it sensibly. With office parties, Christmas and New Year, the month of December is a time when many will be drinking more often, and maybe having just one too many. You can enjoy alcohol over the festive period, just drink sensibly. That's the message the Camden Community Safety Partnership wants to promote with their Sensible Drinking campaign. Camden Primary Care Trust, PCT, is also running a campaign during this period and will have their health bus going out and about in the borough during the run-up to Christmas. Staff will be on hand with advice. If you do drink alcohol, even if you just like the occasional tipple, you should know your limits. If you do drink alcohol, even if you just like the occasional tipple, you should know your limits. But the fact is that lots of people drink more than the recommended safe weekly limit, especially where health is concerned. The guidelines are 1 unit of alcohol equals half a pint of beer or one small 125ml glass of wine or one single spirit. Your daily limit is 2 to 3 units if you're a woman and 3 to 4 units if you're a man. But you should aim for at least one alcohol-free day a week. However, if you store them up for a night out every week, then you are in danger of becoming a binge drinker. You don't have to give up drinking altogether. Maybe just cut back on the amount you do consume, especially on a night out. You can get help and advice, including booklets to pick up from your chemist giving tips on cutting back. You can also pick up a copy of the What's Your Limit? Questionnaire from your chemist or doctor. This quick quiz looks at how much and how often you drink. You can then instantly find out if you really do need to cut back. Or why not go to an interactive website such as downyourdrink.org.uk. This site can help you assess your drinking habits and make informed decisions about whether to make changes to your lifestyle. So find out more about sensible drinking and know your limits. Here are some tips and messages to enjoy alcohol sensibly. You should eat before you drink, keep track of how much you're drinking, alternate between alcoholic and soft drinks, try lower strength beers and wines, plan your journey home. More information. You can phone Drinkline on 0800 917 8282 or speak to someone at your GP practice if you think that you do have a problem. Housing news, wishing you a debt-free new year. The festive season often puts a strain on our finances. It's a time when more tenants slip into debt at Christmas than at any other time of the year. We understand that it can be hard financially at this time of year. However, you should always make sure that you have enough money to pay your rent, so why not pay a little extra every week to make sure that you stay up to date? Pay your rent. Even having a small amount of arrears could put your home... might. This is all clearly a typing mistake or error of some sort. You could pay your rent in several ways. At the post office, by standing order through your bank, by credit or debit card over the phone 020-7974-6104, over the internet on camden.gov.uk/pay, in person at the Town Hall in Judd Street. If you do get into financial difficulty, don't keep the problem to yourself. You should contact your estate officer as soon as possible. They'll be able to let you know whether you're entitled to housing benefit and refer you to a welfare rights advisor who might be able to help you get other financial help. We wish all our tenants and leaseholders a very happy festive season. You can also get advice from Camden Citizens Advice Bureau 08451202965, 2965, National Debt Line 0808 808 4000. Young Camden, we're moving on. If you're over 16 and have special needs, get a copy of a new booklet we've just produced. Moving On is packed with information about courses and training for over 16s who have special needs. The booklet also contains help, leisure activities and news on accessible transport services. Swiss Cottage School launched the guide with the help of former Camden student, stand-up comedian and actor, Francesca Martinez, who has cerebral palsy. "It's not fair to define someone by what they are not good at," said Francesca. "Every human is different, and in a sense, that's what makes us all the same." Some of the Swiss Cottage pupils had their own words of advice on to others. Katie, 15. "I had difficulty in my writing, and when I came to this school, it changed the way I felt about myself. I've made new friends. I think we should all love each other for who we are. God loves us, no matter what race or what disability we have." Shanice, 14. "We should treat people with disabilities with more respect. People should say nice things about them, not horrible things. If someone's upset, I go up to them and say, 'Are you all right? I'll look after you and I'll help you.' People should try and mix more with people with special needs so that they can understand us." Joe, 14. "If they have learning difficulties, so what? Most of my friends who have no disabilities understand my situation perfectly well and I'm always straight with them." Saba, 15. "I can't run around too much as I have a heart condition. Other children ask me why I'm so small, and when I tell them, they don't understand. Then I show them my scar and I tell them I've had an operation and that I have a pacemaker inside to help my heart to settle down and stop it from having heart attacks. After that, they understand. We're all human and we all have feelings." Jahidur, 15. "People should try and behave nicely to everyone and support people who have special needs." Winter worries. What do you worry most about? Schoolwork, friends, bullying, parents, boyfriends or girlfriends? You can always talk to the Samaritans in Confidence on 08457 909090 or Minicom 08457 909192 or phone Childline on 0800 1111. You can also go to samaritans.org. Your View, Letters page. Skip to it. I think Camden would be less likely to find rubbish dumped on pavements if it did a roving skip policy. There is space for a temporary skip on the Maiden Lane estate, and if it came perhaps once a month, people could save up their unwanted carpets, broken furniture, etc., instead of leaving it on the street. Peter Wills. Response. We do not provide skips for general use as these are open to abuse by non-residents, for example by people wanting to dump building materials. If you live on a Camden housing estate, please contact your district housing officer for details about bulky waste collections. You can take unwanted carpets, furniture and other household waste to the Regis Road Recycling Centre in Kentish Town all week from 8 a.m. until 3:45 p.m. The centre also collects light bulbs of all kinds, batteries, household and car, computers and televisions. We will collect your unwanted white goods, fridges, freezers, cookers, washing machines and dishwashers from your home for free. You can phone 020-7974-6914 or email recycling@camden.gov.uk to book a collection. You should use the same details to book a free garden waste collection, also for a bulky waste collection from £20. Finally, furniture in reasonable condition is collected free by the charity Restore for reuse. You can phone 020-8493-0900 or email info@restorecommunityprojects.org. Graffiti is gross. You asked for suggestions for the future of Camden. I would like to propose that urgent attention is given to the removal of graffiti throughout the borough and to the prosecution of those who are responsible for causing the graffiti. Graffiti is ugly and creates a general air of neglect which can lead to more serious crime. If the prompt removal of graffiti was given higher importance, it would mean everyone in the community could take a pride in their surroundings. Belinda Lees. Graffiti is an issue that we take seriously as part of our commitment to improving local environmental quality for all. Our grime fighter teams clean graffiti from the borough's streets, public buildings, and our street furniture on a regular basis. Racist or offensive words are removed within 24 hours of you making a report. We can also clean graffiti from private property at a reasonable charge. Our street environment services and the youth offending team carry out regular reparation work with young offenders who make amends by removing graffiti from known hotspot areas across the borough. As part of our continuing commitment to maintaining a clean and safe environment, we are looking to develop our approach through the draft local environmental quality enforcement strategy. See the story on page 5. You can read about the proposals and fill in the questionnaire on camden.gov.uk/consults. You can phone 020-7974-6914 for more information. Feature: Think Green in 2007. Resolve to go green as one of your New Year resolutions in 2007. Do your bit for the environment by getting into some new eco-friendly habits. Pledge to get some green credentials next year. Just follow these 10 easy tips. 1. Travel green. Keep fit and take up walking or cycling. Leave the car at home or use public transport where you can. 2. Recycle more of your waste, cans, clothes, cardboard, computers, even your Christmas tree. 3. Use reusable bags and help reduce the amount of plastic wasted on single-use bags. 4. Save water or your energy. Switch to using energy-saving light bulbs, turn your heating down, or turn your TV off standby. And make sure you switch off your Christmas tree at night. You can phone our Warmth for All helpline on 0800 801 738 for energy-saving tips and advice. 5. Volunteer. You can find out more on the Community Channel website, communitychannel.org/get-involved/do-it, or phone Voluntary Action Camden on 020-7837-5544 to find out more. 6. Give an eco gift. Water for a village in a developing country. Sponsorship for a child or much needed medicinal supplies. You can phone Oxfam Unwrapped on 0870-410-5030. 7. Compost your green waste. Get a Camden subsidised compost bin and make the most of your vegetable peelings. You can phone 0845 130 6090. 8. Use real nappies, good for the environment and for your pocket. You can receive a £51 subsidy for using reusable nappies by phoning 020 7974 6914. 9. Shop locally. You can buy fair trade goods or local seasonal organic fresh food and help the local economy at the same time. 10. Grow your own. Try planting your own fruit and vegetables or grow herbs in a window box. Festive facts. Paper. 3.7 million Christmas cards are not recycled each year. Cans and tins. In the UK, we use an extra 500 million aluminium and steel drink cans over the festive period. Jar and glass bottles. Over 24 million jars of mincemeat, pickles and cranberries could be recycled. Plastic. Around 125,000 tons of plastic packaging gets thrown away over Christmas. Real Christmas trees. Last year, we collected and composted 10,000 real Christmas trees. More information. You can request a collection of your real Christmas tree and other green waste, or find out more about our recycling facilities by phoning 020-7974-6914. You can also email recycling@camden.gov.uk or go to camden.gov.uk/recycling. Camden Consults. Looking ahead to 2012. When we invited residents to share views on the future of the borough, lots of you got involved. More than 400 residents and councillors got together to share visions for 2012 in our Camden Together Community Strategy Consultation for the borough. Hot topics included how to bring different communities together, providing more varied activities and facilities for young people, how crime, drugs and the fear of crime affects residents' quality of life and how to tackle it, how to bring different communities together, supporting local small businesses, green issues such as improving public transport, recycling on housing estates and by businesses, and how the 2012 Olympics will affect Camden. You have been telling us what you think about a range of themes directly at the special ward meetings, online and in our Camden Together consultation document. We are now looking through all of your views and will be publishing an overview of the consultation. The final Camden Together strategy will be published in the February issue of Your Camden. What is Camden Together? Camden Together will set out the vision and direction for the future of the borough until 2012 and how we might want to get there. The Camden Together consultation, which has just ended, looked at the challenges faced by the borough over the next 5 years, such as how public services like transport, schools, hospitals and the police will cope with the predicted growth in population. The community strategy will be drawn up by the local strategic partnership, which is led by the council and made up of local organisations such as the police, health, other public services, businesses and the voluntary and community sector. Here are some more of your views. I would like Camden to be a more interesting, litter-free and green environment. There should be more clubs where young people can go to instead of hanging around the streets smoking or dealing drugs. We should develop language classes for all groups to enable all to integrate into the community. School children should also be encouraged to develop other languages than English. Camden is not the gateway to Europe. It's tacky, boring for many, and badly planned and administered. Develop businesses. You must be joking, but it all sounds very nice. Give businesses a chance. We can't keep up with the rates or the parking restrictions. I'd like to see more interaction between the Muslim and non-Muslim community in terms of having a platform to discuss issues like Islam, terror, misconceptions, and Muslim youths failing academically. Clearly, growth does need to be balanced with quality of life, but I wonder why we should accommodate growth at all as we are already overcrowded. I am 86 and live on my own. Older people should feel safe, even at night. There should be pavement security, brackets repair work, enforcement of the rules for disabled access and encouragement of neighbours to keep their eyes open. More information. You can find out more on camdentogether.org.uk. You can phone 020-7974-3257 or text line 020-7974-6866. This is the end of the recording of Your Camden, December 2006 to January 2007. Thank you.